Vic slept in today, by the way. She's chasing her tail.
Yeah.
Just go get a cup of tea, don't worry. Everything's fine.
It all went Pete Tong this morning.
Don't worry, that happens.
Know who Pete Tong is?
Pete Tong? I used to produce his radio show. I did, you know. I used to produce his Irish radio show.
Are you being serious?
No, when it was played here on Red FM.
I thought you were joking.
No.
Oh my God.
Me and Pete go back. Myself and Pete and Roger Sanchez back in the day.
It's not very often that I'm impressed by you, but I'm impressed by that.
Pete Tong used to be on Red FM at 6 o'clock when we started 22 years ago. They put him on at 6 o'clock in the evening between 6 and 9.
Oh my God.
And the tunes were so banging that Henry, who was running the station, went, I think it's probably a bit heavy for 6 in the evening.
Oh,
we'll,
really?
We'll have to push him. It was full on.
Yeah.
It was great, but it was full on.
It was brilliant. Yeah.
Anyway, it all went Pete Tong for you today.
It did, yeah.
But you're okay now.
I'm all right.
All right. Good on you. Losses at RTE tripled to 9.1 million. 9.1 million. But don't worry, they're getting a massive bailout. And guess who's paying for it? You.
I know, yeah.
So losses at RTE tripled to 9.1 million last year in an all-time low for the scandal-hit national broadcaster. Sell it, privatise it, give it to somebody who'll run it properly,
yeah,
and let it make its income like Virgin Media do,
yeah,
independently and privately. And
yeah,
then, you know, let it sink or swim. But do you want to know who's making the money?
Who?
So I've got a list here.
They've
printed the hot shots.
Okay, go on.
At number 10.
Yes.
George Lee.
Okay, yeah.
In the highest earners. Then Dara Maloney, the sports presenter. Yeah. He's very good. Brian Dobson, Dobbo,
yeah,
has retired.
Yeah.
You're still putting on makeup.
Do you mind your own business and read your thing?
Okay. Mary Wilson.
Yeah.
And then there's a fella from up the road here in Bishopstone, and he's cleaning up.
Is he? Is he?
He's sort of like some late PJ there for a minute, didn't he? Brendan O'Connor. Morning, Peach. Ryan Tuberty, yeah, at 5. Oh, is he still in there?
I don't know. I thought he was in London.
So he earned, Ryan Tuberty in 2022 earned €515,000 and in 2023, oh, that's 23's figures.
Yeah.
He earned €245,000. Okay. Ray Darcy's in there with $250,000 last year and this year. Miriam O'Callaghan is the number 3 with $263,000.
Yeah.
Claire Burns at $280,000. At top of the pile, good afternoon. You're very welcome along.
Ciao.
So Joe Duffy's on $351,000 for working an hour and a half a day, 5 days a week.
God.
That's the gig. Fair play to you, man.
Fair play to you. How many producers does he have?
About 12.
Does he?
I don't know. There's a huge team in it.
I thought it was such a funny clip that I saw of him only a few weeks ago where he was obviously doing the show, and on the desk next to him he had a little briefcase, a flask, and some sandwiches wrapped in tin foil.
He was like he was going to a hurling final.
It was classic. Old school Joe.
Absolutely.
So, you know, you could say that $350,000 has not gone to his head.
Good afternoon. At least I'm not spending €20 a day in the RTE canteen and bringing my own ham sandwiches with me. Good afternoon. I wonder, will anybody be ringing in Joe today, giving out about the salaries in RTE?
Doubt it.
Unlikely. I came to
dance. Vic's VIPs on Cork's Good Times, Red FM.
It's a bit serious this morning, but we'll start with the serious stuff. Sean P. Diddy Combs was arrested yesterday, taken into custody. You remember all the raids that kind of happened back in March? This follows those and a number of lawsuits
that
were filed against him. I think the first one was ex-girlfriend Cassandra Cassie Ventura.
Was she the girl who was running through the hotel lobby and the video was posted? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of lots of alleged incidents concerning her, yeah?
Absolutely, but they obviously have enough evidence now and they've arrested him. So I guess, listen, wait and see what happens there. This is a bit of a sad one. I don't know if you've seen any of this, but there was a fight that broke out on stage between Dave Navarro and Perry Farrell. This is Jane's Addiction, the band. So
Your man punched the guitarist. What happened there?
Well, this is what's happening, really, because I was reading a good bit about it last night. So Dave Navarro and the rest of the band are claiming it's mental health.
Okay.
But Perry Farrell's wife is claiming it's because the band were drowning him out on stage and he couldn't hear himself sing.
So you punched the guitarist and not the sound engineer. That's a load of
guff. Anyway, on the back of it, Jane's Addiction have cancelled the whole of the tour.
Yeah.
And I think Navarro put up a statement last night on Instagram basically saying that we're heartbroken and we're concerned for Perry's mental health and we hope he gets the help he needs and all this kind of stuff. And obviously, in response, Perry Farrell's wife has come out and said it's actually because the band were playing too loud.
Right.
So there you go. But they obviously they're apologising to the fans because there's a lot of fans that have bought tickets.
Yeah, they would have bought tickets for them, whatnot.
Yeah, it was a big tour. This just came yesterday from the Emmys that were on Sunday night. So they were hosted, or they weren't, I don't know, they were hosted by the Schitt's Creek pair, weren't they? We were talking about that yesterday.
And I wondered when you mentioned that, did they stay in character for the whole thing? And they pretty much did. It was real cheesy back and over, awkward kind of gags.
Yeah. But somebody got a land. Hollywood superstar Meryl Streep. So she was left pretty mortified. This is when Rob McElhenney, I don't know how you say his name.
Rob McElhenney?
McElhenney.
McElhenney.
McElhenney. This is when Rob McElhenney made a comparison, which his wife Caitlin pulled him up on. But I have to tell you, Meryl Streep sat in the audience and she was morto.
What you were just describing sounds very much like a jockstrap.
No, it doesn't.
Okay, keep going.
These rolls make sure everything stays secure. Without this support, the whole package falls apart. All right, this does sound like a jockstrap.
Yeah, are you calling Meryl Streep a jockstrap?
No! No. Oh. I'm so sorry.
That was obviously scripted, but it was pretty funny.
Well, how did Meryl take it?
She was mortified. She just went, oh, God. And then she just looked right down at her feet.
Making sure she wasn't wearing one. It's International Country Music Day today. Did everybody know?
Yeehaw.
Yeah. In your band, do you do any country songs?
No.
Would you like to do a bit of Jolene or something like that? Or are you
no,
more
No, but
disco-y?
We're more like 60s, Motown and kind of new ones.
Oh, okay.
But I would love a bit of country.
Give it a plug there now. Kelly, what are they called?
The Papazitas.
The Papazitas. And where can we see Kelly Murphy and the Papazitas?
Well, we're in Tipperary this weekend. We go far and wide, you know.
Oh. Do you?
Yeah. But we'll be around for the jazz.
Do you have to wear an outfit, Kel?
Oh, yeah. Sparkly dress.
Ooh. Oh, so you're like the Nolans.
Oh. Sisters, yeah.
Yeah.
Me and the girls.
Happy days.
But yeah, we'll be around for the jazz. We might plug it then, maybe.
Yeah, you need to get a couple of country hits in the country. It's all about country these days.
It's all about
country. About the country tunes. Now, I don't mind some of the American stuff. The country that I'm not really into is certain types of, let's just call it rural country from this part of the world, where they always reference the county that they live in.
Oh, right.
Do you know what I mean?
I turned around to Bridie. I said, where did you go? She said, I was picking turnips in the county of Mayo.
You know those kind of songs,
yeah.
But this, ladies and gentlemen, on International Country Day, is the greatest country song ever written. Also one of the most heartbreaking.
Well, I got home and the door was locked. Then I tried to ring the bell. I found a little bitty note that she had wrote telling me to go to hell. I crawled in the window, I got inside. She kicked me in the balls and then I cried. Called me a name, said I lied. Kicked me again and I thought I died. Took my clothes, set them on fire and hit me with her curling iron. I tried to block it with my watch and then she kicked me in the crotch again. Yeah, today's the day my wife met my girlfriend.
Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Wake up, get up, Cork's Good Times.
Red FM.
Cork's Good Times, Red FM, Lady Gaga, Bruno Mars. Victoria is convinced that this is a Bond song.
It is.
They haven't even made a film
Bond
yet.
Bond song. Seamus, wouldn't that be a great Bond song?
It's too upbeat, too flowery for a Bond song.
Seamus agrees with me.
Oh, I don't know.
Seamus agrees with me.
I don't know where you're going with that one. But anyway, it's 7:38. I heard a good James Bond joke yesterday.
Oh.
How does James Bond, what noise does James Bond's doorbell makes?
I don't know.
Dong. Ding dong.
Is that it?
Yeah.
That's rubbish.
That's an amazing joke. Dong. Ding dong. No?
No.
Jesus.
No.
I know.
Unfortunately, he's here all week.
Well, until the contract runs out.
Oh my god.
Red FM's Cash Machine.
If anybody laughed at that Bond joke, can you please just save my soul here? 086 8104 106. What noise does James Bond's doorbell make? Bond. Oh, dong, ding dong.
The problem with it is that you mucked it up. Right,
I made a
hames
of it, yeah. Right, what have we got for you here? Oh, it's only €150,000 with your name on it. And this money is going to go on Friday only if somebody answers their phone, because it's not a guaranteed jackpot. Huge amount of money went last week. We were absolutely lashing out the cash. 40 grand check went to Mallow. This fella was out in Porta Banos when he got a call.
This is a funny one, because we usually say to people, what would you like to do with the cash? And they say, I'd like to go away on holidays. But you're already over there.
€70,143.49.
Victor, you did it!
Victor picked up that money whilst on holidays already. Extend a break for Victor Williams. Congratulations. He was the last winner. You could be the next winner. This time, it's €150,000. Text WIN to 57557 if you want to play. That's WIN to 57557. You must be over 18. You're playing across the Go Loud network of stations. The T's and C's and the legal bits are all at redfm.ie right now if you want to find out more. So, for 150 grand this Friday with Kira Revins between 3 and 4, text RED to 57557. And again, set an alarm on your phone to be listening to Red FM 3 p.m. on Friday, because you will forget you're in this. Oh, by the way, you might have heard Kelly talking about this, but Gardaí are using a stealth truck. Stealth truck with no markings to catch drivers on their phones. It looks like any other HGV vehicle on the road. It could be anything. They could be looking at you right now. So be careful. No eating fries on your laps or messing on your phone. They're watching you. But that's going into action today. Is that, I presume that's going to be knocking around Cork's. Interesting. Stealth trucks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are you ready for rapid response?
Okay.
It's round number two. I believe Rory is the holder of the title on this one.
Champion.
It is Vic versus Rory on rapid response. I will give you some questions and some letters. You've got to shout it the fastest. Let's go. Something you can't eat, beginning with the letter F.
Forklift.
You can't eat a forklift, lad.
You definitely can't eat a forklift.
Fridge.
Something your partner loves, beginning with the letter B.
Boobs. Oh, God. Sorry. I'm sorry. He does, though.
Good on your own.
Well, I'm kidding.
My kind of guy. Rory, she's kicking your
isn't she?
Yeah,
here.
Come on.
Something Irish people do, beginning with the letter T.
Talk.
Yes, Rory takes it. Good on you, Rory. A game you played as a kid, beginning with the letter D.
Dodgeball.
Yes. Did you play dodgeball?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, when we were kids, yeah.
Okay. You're playing for pride now, Rory. You're playing for pride. Let's go. Something you can do in the toilets at work, beginning with the letter W.
We were both afraid to say it.
You meant the more wee.
I would have said
wee.
Wash.
We said
wipe.
Wee.
Whistle. Watch an episode of Game of Thrones on now. Whisper to the person next to you. Any crack by any title table there. Vic takes it. Well done. It is time for a bit of this.
It's time for Cork's Mini Heroes. We're looking for Cork's Superhero Kids.
Yes, we are. We're running this for a couple of weeks. We're filling up a superhero bus with very special children from across Cork, and we're doing it with Blackpool Shopping District. Blackpool, everything's waiting for you. Again, thanks to John and all your amazing team at Blackpool for getting on board.
Yeah.
For Cork's Mini Heroes. So we found Mini Hero number one, and I think we need to find Mini Hero number two this morning.
We do?
Let's have a chat to Mum Susan O'Sullivan. Good morning, Susan. How are you?
Morning, we're great all together, thanks.
It's lovely to meet you. Susan, we read your email and your story yesterday, and my God, it's been an incredible journey for you and your daughter Aoife. What age is Aoife?
Aoife's 10, she's going to be 11 in November.
Okay, very special little lady.
Very special.
Oh, unbelievable, yeah, she's very special.
She was 2 days old and what happened?
So when she was 2 days old, I had to have her above in the Coombe Hospital in Dublin because she she had to have open heart surgery when she was just 2 days old. They detected some sort of heart defect there. So, yeah, so she had open heart surgery when she was two.
Wow.
Sorry, 2 days old.
Well, that's absolutely terrifying when you bring a baby into the world and 2 days later they're going for like a major, major surgery like that.
Oh, exactly. And especially having to ask permission, can I hold her? Do you know?
Oh, wow.
Every new mother, she's my first, and every new mother just wants to hold their baby.
Of course.
Kisses, cuddles and all that. But I was told, no, couldn't hold her because of the where the incisions and the operation was on her body. So, yeah, it was ages before I could hold her even.
Oh, my God. How's she doing now health-wise?
Health-wise, she's fine. She is on a blood pressure medication for life. And she started to develop, I think it's called a sudden shock syndrome or a sudden pain syndrome, where if she falls and she hurts herself, she'll get up straight away and next thing she's on the ground again, she's after passing out.
Oh,
or if she gets a shock, she can pass out, yeah.
She lost her dad when she was 1 year old. Her dad passed away.
She was 2 weeks shy of her first birthday.
Oh, my God. And then she had a bit of a rough time in school as well. I believe that, you know, there were some kids that were not so nice to Aoife. They were teasing her about, you know, her dad not being in her life. And that's
just
tough. That's just kids being kids and not really been aware of what they're saying and the pain they're putting on people. She's been through a lot, hasn't she? She really has.
She has. I mean, even before she turned two, she has just been put through the rigors with, her little sister was born 6 months after her dad passed away, and her sister was born with Down syndrome. And so for the first 2 months of Ciara Jane's life, Aoife was with my mum and my dad and my own family. So she literally, and we were like floating or passing ships in the night. I'd see her at the weekend and then I'd be back up to Dublin to Ciara Jane in hospital. So, you know, she was spoiled rotten, but at the same time, she didn't have a dad there and her mum was a part-time mum, basically.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Well, you're a superhero as well. Do you know that?
You are, Susan.
For going through everything you've done and, you know, always there for your little girl. Do you mind if we have a quick chat with her?
You can, of course.
Yeah. This is little Aoife O'Sullivan is mini hero number two. Aoife, how are you?
Good.
It's lovely to meet you. We have heard such nice things about you that you're just one of the most incredible kids in Cork. Do you know that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. Of course
you're
I do.
You're a little champion.
Because your mum is such an amazing woman, and I know that you've been through a pretty tough time, you know, getting sick when you were a tiny little baby and, you know, all those other things that have happened over the years. We want to make you mini hero number two. We're going to put you on the Red FM bus. We're going to bring you to Fota for a big VIP day out. You're going to have an incredible time there. And you're going to be on the pitch with the Munster rugby team as a special guard of honour. You and 9 other little superheroes. Are you happy with that?
Yes, I'm so happy.
That is amazing.
Aoife, you're a little star. Do you know
really
that?
You really are. You've experienced so much already in your young life. But, you know, good things will happen to great people. And you're a great person. And you just got a new puppy. Tell me about your new puppy.
So he's 7 months old and we only got him 2 months ago.
What's his name, Aoife?
His name is Loki.
Oh, cool name.
Yeah. Loki.
Cool
L-O-K-I, Loki. I like that.
And do you love him, Aoife?
I love him.
Yeah. Aww.
He's your best buddy now. It's been so nice talking to you. Aoife O'Sullivan, you are mini hero.
Number two.
Yay! We will see you on the 5th of October on board the superhero bus, okay?
Okay.
What an amazing little girl.
Yeah, mini heroes. If you want to get involved, you know what you got to do.
Yeah.
Redfm.ie. Here's Caleb with the exact details and instructions.
To be a Cork mini hero, ask mum, dad or guardian to go to redfm.ie and click the win checks.
And click the win section.
Click the win section.
The weather this week is going to be amazing. It's going to be very sunny and not very rainy.
He went there. Oh, I respect it.
You know, when you've got a surname like that, I got to make use of it. Hey, welcome home.
Thanks, man.
How are you, buddy?
I'm good. I'm really good.
Are you your one off the telly?
I'm the one off the telly. I'm getting that a lot now. Yeah. The last few weeks, it's been exciting and nerve-wracking. And sometimes when you don't have your makeup on and your hair done, it's not great.
Yeah, I know. Tell me about it. I'm an absolute disgrace today. Welcome home. Welcome back. Coming down from the adrenaline and the high that is America's Got Talent and the millions of people watching you every single week. Back to Cork. How are you now? Are you okay?
I'm good now. Yeah. Last week was a steep decline. I think
I'd imagine.
It was, firstly, it was like absolute exhaustion from the jet lag and everything like that. But also, yeah, like it was definitely a sharp kind of come down. I think I hadn't thought further than what I was doing.
Okay.
And how I might feel if it didn't go our way.
Does it rattle your mental health a bit?
I wouldn't say it rattles your mental health. I think, like, because for me, I've been doing this long enough that I don't question the decisions that I make or whatever.
Yeah,
like,
of course.
I think that, like, it doesn't make you kind of go, oh, I don't know, you know, whatever. I just think you kind of have to, you have to be able to get in there and go, okay, what actually happened?
Yeah.
And then be able to take the good from it because, you know, we went into it saying it's either going to be good or great.
Yeah. And it was incredible.
It was
incredible. Beyond anything you could have expected.
100%.
Victoria was in tears watching you the following morning.
Brilliant.
The whole place was a mess.
So proud of you.
So proud of what
you
achieved. It's incredible. Probably the best experience of your life, I would imagine.
It was unbelievable. Like, the team over there are just, they're just insanely good.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the things that we got to do, the people that we got to meet, it was just beyond anything. We would have loved, I think more than anything, we would have just loved another go at it because I feel like in that first performance, you get all of your nerves out. You know, I'd never done live TV before.
Yeah.
It's a very different format from the audition. So like you go into the audition, it's very timeless. You get to go in, you get to introduce yourself, talk to the judges, da 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 da, do your performance. It's all very like not to time. Whereas the live show, obviously, because it's on live American TV, try not to think about that when the camera starts rolling.
Of
like,
course,
how many people are watching.
Yeah.
But it's just very different. It's like boom, 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 you know. So I think I would have loved to have had another chance at it just to go again. But
did you get Simon Cowell's phone number? Please tell me you got some contact.
I don't think he has a phone.
Does he not? Surely he has.
I've heard through the grapevine he doesn't have a phone.
How do people contact him?
I think he's got a person.
Oh, like a pigeon or something. With
pigeon.
With a nose attached to his foot.
Yeah,
Simon.
It's a homing pigeon or something else.
Yeah, yeah. So the actual, the judges themselves, who was your favourite out of the lot? Who was the most personable?
Like, I would always have love for Simon Cowell because I just think that, like, you know, especially the way he reacted to our first. And, you know, even on the night of the live show, I feel like he kind of started off being like, I didn't love that song as much as I liked. And then at the very end, he was like, but I actually loved what you did tonight.
Yeah, of course.
But Sofia Vergara is definitely a fan of ours, which is cool.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all just kind of good in their own way. And I think you have to as well be okay with taking what they say to you.
Of course,
like, it's subjective, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
And second of all, they've all had very long careers. And it's cool, you know.
I think what they're missing on that show, and it just added a little element of excitement to it, is a trapdoor.
I know.
Yeah. Sorry, you're not through.
They
boom,
do
gone.
Have an X that they use, and it's quite loud. In
oh
the
yeah,
room.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Ah.
Yeah.
So now our joke every time someone does something we don't like, we're like.
Here's something I do like. Here's something I love. The new single from Stephanie Rainey, "Snakes and Ladders." Have a listen. This is amazing.
Yeah, it's vibe.
Snakes and Ladders.
Such a good song.
Stephanie Rainey's new tune, which is on release. Not only have you got new music flying all over the place, but the big Christmas show, Steph's homecoming gig at City Hall.
Yep.
What date is all that happening?
That's happening December 18th. Very limited tickets left for that now.
Okay.
It's going to be such a good vibe. Obviously, we do a Christmas gig like every now and then. This is going to be particularly special, I think.
Yeah.
And then we got an EP coming out on the 14th of November that you can pre-order now if you go to my little website, stephanierainey.com.
Fix VIPs on Cork's Good Times, Red FM.
What's going on?
Okay, lots of speculation around at the moment about who's going to be supporting Oasis on their world tour.
That just guff yesterday with the...
No, I'd say you're probably right.
With the Wolftones.
It wouldn't surprise me if the Wolftones turned up. Apparently there's going to be about 10 support acts throughout the tour.
Okay,
so they're gonna have a
different every country. Yeah,
different
okay.
every country.
Yeah.
Liam Gallagher's youngest son, 23-year-old Gene, is in a band called Villanelle.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I had a good old look online. They don't seem to have any official videos out, but they have done a few gigs here and there.
Have they got any songs?
They've got a few songs.
That's a good start.
But there doesn't seem to be any official videos. So I have this. This was actually recorded at a working man's club in Leeds. But this is Liam Gallagher's son, Gene, and his band, Villanelle. Excuse the audio. It's from a phone. Let's go. I'm singing like me, Dad.
Yeah, very much. Yeah.
And he's wearing, on the stage, he's wearing a Vizzy vest.
Okay.
Playing the guitar wearing a high-vis vest.
Well, you can never be too safe.
They decide not to go with Villanelle, which I think they actually are going to because, you know, it's his son. They could go with these guys. So this is Whatever Band from Indonesia, tribute Oasis band.
Okay.
And they're performing Live Forever. Have a listen. Maybe I will never be all the things that wanna be.
Now is not the time to cry. Now the time to run and walk. Oh, that's amazing.
I think they should go with them. I think they should go with them.
The internet has nicknamed them Oasians, by the way.
Oasians.
I think it's perfect.
So that's the choice there. But yeah, no, he does sound like Liam, all right, the son. This was very sweet yesterday. Rugby player Bundy Aki became an Irish citizen. And there was a little video of him last night floating around online. And I thought it was quite moving. I think we have a clip of the video there talking about what it means to become an Irish citizen.
He's officially an Irish man. Welcome to the Paddy Club.
Yeah. Been here for a very long time. That doesn't mean anything. It's just, you know, I've enjoyed my time here in Ireland. I've embraced the people, and the people have embraced me and my family as well. So to be able to get, you know, to be granted citizenship, it's not something that you take lightly. I know a few of the lads will be like, I don't know how you're getting a citizenship. But look, I know they're all delighted for me, and my family's also delighted. And look, I'm going to enjoy this moment and cherish it.
Bundy Aki, proud Irish man. That's fantastic. Red FM Breakfast with Now.
Score big with every Premier League game live with a Now Sports and Sports Extra membership.
Let's get some money. The €1,000 pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park and Maham Point Retail Park. Show me the
money. Valerie's back.
She is.
She's back for redemption.
Yeah.
Morning, Val. Come here. Your son has gone to the ploughing championship. Who's he gone to the ploughing with?
With a school, Mayfield Community School.
School tour. Oh, amazing. They're not going to have no crack up there, a whole school tour at the ploughing.
He said the best part would be the bus drive up.
Tractor's getting hot wired all over the place. Where's Jamie gone? Oh, he's doing donuts out in a field in a Massey Ferguson. Brilliant stuff. Right, let's get you a grand for bail money. €1,000 up for grabs. All you got to do, you know the crack. You've been here before. I think we might be playing from a previous 9 out of 10 round. Let's go.
Let's play in 3, 2. One.
You're Still the One is a song by what singer?
Sinead Wynn.
Question number two. Who plays Iron Man in the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
Robert Downey Jr.
Question three. What pop star is often referred to as the Prince of Pop?
Justin Bieber.
Question four. What actor became the governor of California in 2003?
Schwarzenegger.
Question five. What is Penny's called in the UK?
Playmark.
Question six. Conor McGregor wants to be Ireland's next what?
Oh, God, I don't know.
Think high up.
Go on, take a guess. Say what?
President.
President. Question number seven. What app popularized the use of disappearing messages?
WhatsApp.
Question number eight. What white power / skinhead themed movie from 1998 starred Edward Norton?
Fight Club.
Question number nine. What singer has collaborated with actors like Sam Smith and is known for Giants and Better Days? Quickly.
Oh my God.
We used to be giants.
Yeah.
Oh, man alive. Man alive. How'd you do there?
You're always so close, Val. Do you know that?
And you're brilliant at this. You're so
really good.
Good.
You are good. You're going to have to come back again.
Shania Twain is correct. Robert Downey Jr. is correct. Justin Bieber is often referred to as the Prince of Pop. Yeah. Arnold Schwarzenegger is correct. Pre-Mark is pennies in England. Ireland's next president. That's what he wants to go for. God help us. Snapchat is what I was looking for. The app that makes messages disappear, Snapchat. American History X is the movie that he was in. Amazing film. Very, very difficult to watch. Question number nine, Dermot Kennedy was the answer. Another day, another dollar. In the meantime, it's a €50 voucher for Easy Living Interiors. Thank you for listening. Thanks for ringing in. And we'll have to talk to you another day, won't we?
We will.
All right.
Bye, Val.
Take care, Val. Red FM Breakfast. With Now.
Your next watch. Stream The Penguin, starring Colin Farrell, with a Now Entertainment membership.